Parsha's Toldos. Of course, it's one of the most thrilling Parsha's of the entire Torah. Very pivotal point in Jewish history, Yaakov was receiving the brachas from Yitzchak. And one of the best kept secrets of Parshas Toldos is the Haftarah for Parshas Toldos. It's very touching. And it needs some hesber. Of course, we know that the Haftarah is supposed to capture the essence of the Parsha. And after going through a Parsha like Parshas Toldos, which is our introduction to Yaakov and to Esav, which is going to take us to the end of Sefer Bereishis, and the brachos, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated Yaakov being able to receive these brachos from Yitzchak. So the essence of the Parsha is depicted in the Haftarah, which comes from Malachi. In the beginning of Malachi, he writes, he says, Masa Dvar Hashem El Yisrael B'Yad Malachi. Hashem says, Ahavti Eschem Amar Hashem. Hashem says, I love you. Va'amartem B'ma Ahavtanu. And then you said, how is it that you love us, Hashem? Haleach Esav LeYaakov. Isn't Esav a brother to Yaakov? Num Hashem, Hashem responds, Va'olav es Yaakov, and I love Yaakov. It's a very interesting shock to Vitaria. And why it is, this is the essence of Parshas Toldos. This idea, Hafti Eschem Amar Hashem, that Hashem says, I love you. It's a musug and an eitzan avodas Hashem that a lost one is sensitive to the words of the tzaddikim. It's very easy to pass up. And how pivotal and how important this concept of the love that Hashem has for the Jewish people is. Not as a concept, but as a way of serving Hashem Yisbarach. It's not something which one would say is discussed in all the Sefer Magdashim. It's very easy to go through a Sefer written by the great Tzaddikim, and to reflect and think back on the times that the Tzaddik perhaps had mentioned about the love that Hashem has for the Jewish people. It's not exactly a marimokum which stands out in a person's mind, or something which we think about often in our own avodas Hashem. But it's something which is certainly stressed when we come to the climax of davening, which is Shema Yisrael, which is the whole Hakdama to Shmoyne Esrei, the concept of the Smichas Gula, the Tvila. That we begin the whole Seder of Shema Yisrael with Ava Rabba Avtanu. How much you love us, Hashem Yisrael. Chem L'Gadol of Yisera Chamal Taldeinu. Or by Mariv, Ahava Soilam. This is the Hakdama. Aboyche v'amo Yisrael v'yava, Oye v'amo Yisrael. That a Jew is able to say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad, and then come into his own V'yahav. One of the great lovers of the Jewish people throughout history, of course, is the Kedushas Levi, the Levi Yisrael from Vaditchev, and more than any other tzaddik, Atan Amabaki in Tzvar Maklishim, but perhaps more than any other tzaddik that we find in the works of the Kedushas Levi, such an emphasis on the role that Ahavas Hashem Yisrael plays in our own Avodas Hashem. The Medrash says, V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha, and Chazal say, Ketzad, how does a person come to Ahavas Hashem? So Chazal told us that a person comes to Ahavas Hashem through what's mentioned in the next pasuk, V'hayu hadvarim ha'ilah, through Liman HaTorah. And the Rambam adds that a person comes to Ahavas Hashem through reflection, contemplation about the Bria, that a person comes to be Makim Yisha'am V'hayu ha'ilah. But there's an Eitzah which comes down from the works of Tzaddikim, which brings a person to Ahavas Hashem, which again is very much flows from the works of the Kedushas Levi. And there's numerous Maamos in front of you. We're not going to do all of them in order for a person to get a picture of this idea. You have in front of you the Kedushas Levi. Top left, quoting from Avos. He writes that a person can come to love Hashem Yisburach because of all the goodness that Hashem does for him. And that certainly is a very true, honest, yashadik way of coming to Avos Hashem. But he writes, by the bracket, the Ahava Hashlemo B'Tachlis Haretzuya, the ultimate Ava, Ushiehava Adam is Bari Isbrach Shmo Lagolda Ramamusa Isbrach. Because Hashem is so great, Ki Hura Vishalat Ikra Visharshat Chalamin, from Melech Malchem Lachma Kadosh Baruch Hu, Umigoydel Hachiba Shechibe Vaisanu, and because of the great love that a being like this has for us. Hirsha Isanu Lamay the Sharis Bakhidish Lavarah Bishma Kayamaza. The opportunity that Hashem, and it sounds like he's saying two things. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so great, and the fact that Hashem gives us the opportunity to serve him, is considered to be the highest way that a person comes to love Hashem Yisbarach. He's a little bit of a hesber, of course, what that means, that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so great, that he comes to love Hashem Yisbarach. But right away, this idea that a person loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he gives us the opportunity to serve him. That when we understand who it is Hashem Yisbarach, which is really what he begins with, he's quoting a lashon, he's borrowing a lashon from the Zayar Kaddish, that Kaddish Baruch Hu is called the Rav, the Shalit, Rikav, the Shalit, the Cholamin. He's the most powerful, that he's the Shalit, that he's the Iker, that he's the essence of the entire universe. All of creation, everything in existence. That Nekud itself is fundamental in a person coming to his own Avos Hashem. And then in the next paragraph he writes, Yesh Avos Avoy Baruch Hu, this is from Parshat Mishpatim. V'emez Eich Yuchel Adam Lomar Yesh Avos Avoy Baruch Hu. How can a person say that he loves Hashem? Halo Avoy Hu Baram Kol HaKol Aram. So he says, and this is of course part of a greater piece, L'zeh yesh mi the shlishis, sheyamin ha'odem b'emun ha'shlema shaboye baruchu avinu v'anach m'banach. U'be'emes ha'av, afal pisha hu navam v'chacham gadol deyach, even though he's much greater, afal pichin yesh lo shashuyim ibnoy sheyesh lo seichel kartu yach seichel la'av. V'nimsa yedei mi the shlishis yuchel adem abas abayis. Knowing that Hashem is our father, like a father loves his child, even though he doesn't compare it to the sichlias, to the madrig of the father. Knowing that, and knowing how much Hashem loves us, brings us to Ahavas Hashem. In Shir HaShirim, the Kedushas Levi writes, in the brackets you have on top, if you turn the page over, Yesh Madriga L'mayla Mizu Ha'ayivim Hashem Yisborach Machmas Avosi Yisborach Hesonu Bavak. That the higher Madriga is to love Hashem because you know He loves you. Even if a person shouldn't come to any schar, I'll call it above all this. Ahavasi is Baruch Bono Bilvad, who Hachaviv, the Hanachmal Ganoim. Who Machmas Ahavasa Bilvad, Anu Ayavi Maiso is Baruch Abashlema. The Ein Ahavasan is Baruch Machmas, Shimshach Mizem, Yavasa is Son is Chatai. We don't serve Hashem, and we don't love him because he does good things for us. Rakmi Ahavasa is Baruch Hassan Bilvad, Shabochar Bono Israel, Yavahu Chavah. The fact that he chooses us and we're able to serve him is the greatest Sibah to love him. And as he writes at the end of this piece, quoting our Haftarah, and this is the pshat in the pasuk: Ki toivim daydecha miyayin, she toivim lanu daydecha miavascha yisbarach esano, that your love for us. And he quotes the Haftarah: Ahavti eschem ama Hashem, zet toiv lanu miyayin. And more than all the tanugim which you can give us, Hashem Yisbarach, the love which you have for us is greater than that. Deina havasinu machmas shimshach miavascha yisbarach esano zchatayv. If you take a look at the Avodas Yisrael here, on this Haftarah, it's one of the most beautiful pieces that Mamash has ever seen. He says such a beautiful taich in this Haftarah. Again, the quote of the Haftarah is, Master Dvar Hashem al Yisrael b'yam alachim. Ahavti eschem ama Hashem. Hashem says, I love you. V'amartim, and then you said, B'mei Haftarah. How is it that you love us, Hashem? Look at the words of the Avodas Yisrael, the cousin of the Maggid. He says, Masa Zalasha Navu Akasha, that the Navi is coming to give a Teichachat to Bnei Yisrael. Levisha Hu Kimasa, because it's hard to bear. V'gam Hu Oisiyais Asham. And Derech Remez, Masa Zalasha Navu Asham. It's a rebuke. He writes, Ahavti Eschem Amar Hashem, V'mayan Tamei Aftanu. That's a Leimar, L'kach Dibur Nevuah Kasha. This is why Hashem is saying, I'm coming to you with a very strong Nevuah. V'pnei Shekush Yibrichu Hu Oyev Eschem. Because Hashem loves you, V'atem Oymrim B'mei Aftanu. You know that Hashem loves you when you say back to Hashem, how is it that you love us? V'zeh Be'emes Hashem Gadol. This is really why you're at such great fault, he says. He says, what, don't you get it? He says, Ki zehu be'at mu'ava. Is this not the love? Is this not a great love that Hashem has chosen you to serve him? V'im zeicha adam lezeh. That a person should have such a zechus. La'avdai. To serve him. V'lachshayiv ka'ayme l'fan of mamish. That you have the ability to stand in front of him and to say Baruch Atah. Neged Hashem panim v'panim mamish kasheidav yishve'ehu. That Hashem, that he's so great, that you have the ability to stand in front of him and to speak to him panim v'panim like a friend. He'ein l'cha m'sikos galu mizeh. Is there anything sweeter in the world than this? B'chasha'amu tamidim ayir v'rabi, like the tamidim of my Rebbe, the Mezitra Magid. Hadetaych ata koin la'olam. That David HaMelech says to Hashem, you are the koin. Ratzal leimar zehu chesed gadol. Im zeicha adam leimar lefan of ata panim bepanim. That you should be able to say to Hashem the word ata. The koin hu lashon chesed, and the word koin is a lashon of chesed. Zerem is ata. That to say ata is such a chesed. Ata toman gachim reisha. That Hashem stands in front of you, you should be able to be machnir yourself in front of Hashem. It's such a beautiful taich in the shak of the tire and the after. That Hashem says, Ahavti Eschem. And he says, what's the masa? What's the taichacha? That you say, B'mei Ahavtanu. You say such a chutzpah. You forget that you're standing in front of Hashem every day. We see 100 brachas a day. We see 100 times Baruch Atah. Baruch Atah. 100 times a day. It's a manifestation of just of the chavivas that Hashem gives you. You should be able to hold a tzitzis in your hand. You should put tefillin on. Be able to say a davening in front of Hashem. And again, his lashon is, You're wondering, where's the sweetness? Like you have in this week's parasha. That Esav says to Yaakov, when he's thinking about the Bechira, he says, "Hey, I know you're holy, chlamos, but lama lazev Bechira. Why do I need this Bechira?" Zot Rashi. So what use is it to serve in the Beis HaMikdash? Because everywhere you turn, you have another lav. And a person puts himself in sakana, maybe he won't bring the korban right. Maybe he'll go across lines that he's not allowed to cross. This is just a job for dead people. Why do I need this? And then you can have the perspective of David HaMelech. He says, Shifti b'veis Hashem, koyim echayah. My only request, Hashem, he says, Achashu alti meis Hashem, is shifti b'veis Hashem, koyim echayah. That I should be in the Beis Hashem my entire life. On the one hand, you have an Esav who could look at Avodas Hashem and say, who needs it? Who needs the oynish? Who needs the lavin? Who needs this sword which is weighing over my head? Who would want to come to the Beis HaMikdash? And David HaMelech says, who would want to leave the Beis HaMikdash? Shifti b'beis Hashem, koyim echayah. David HaMelech says, "Samachti ba'omlim beis Hashem leilech." I had such a simcha when I heard the Jewish people saying, "Let's build the Beis HaMikdash already." Chazal say that they were saying, "When is David going to die so that Shlomo can come and build the Beis HaMikdash?" So the Yidden were saying, and David HaMelech said, "Samachti." I have such a simcha when I hear that they want that I should die already, so they should have a Beis HaMikdash. He had such a nachas that they had in Havana of what David HaMelech was preaching his entire life. Shifti b'Beis Hashem v'yom echayah. Now there was no Beis HaMikdash yet. David HaMelech had such a simcha just to be in the Beis Medrash. David HaMelech says, Chazal quote in the beginning of Parshas B'chukoyseh, Ragdin mevirin lifnei the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaKnesses, that my feet go memelo to the Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMikdash. Every day I think to myself, I have to go here, I have to go there. All I want to do is to go to the Beis HaMikdash and the Beis HaKnesses. So we have, especially B'nai Yeshiva, to be in the Beis HaMikdash every single day. Every single day. And a person should say, I don't understand how you love me, Hashem Yisborach. That every time we say Baruch Atah, Hashem is saying to us, you know what it means to be able to stand before me to say Atah? You think a guy can stand in front of me and say Atah? It's just blank. He's not standing in front of anybody. It's just saying Atah. He's talking to the wall. But you can hold an apple in your hand, you can say Baruch Atah. And you can be speaking to the Ikra of Rav, Shalit, Melech Machem Lachem. This Eitzah, which is of course is a very high Eitzah, that one, by reflecting upon the Ahava that Hashem has for us, we can come to our own Ahavas Hashem. There's a certain Amkus in this, which is not just a matter of reflection. This is really a Nekuda in Avodas Hashem, which is an Amkus in Avodas Hashem, which comes out from the Sugya. Yaakov Avinu quotes a Medrash in this week's Parsha. And he says, according to the Medrash, that the love which Yitzchak had for Esav was a love that he loved him, that he loved him to the point that Esav wanted to do the rotzon of his father. Such a maimon needs a hesber to mean that he loved him, such an ava. The lashon is almost like that he was machmiach him, that he wanted to do the ratzon of his father. How can we apply the love that Hashem has for Klai Yisrael in our own Avodas Hashem? So another one of the great lovers of the Jewish people throughout history was Eliyahu HaNavi. I should say is Eliyahu HaNavi. Many, many times does Eliyahu HaNavi quote passages in Tanit Ve'Eliyahu, which is the teachings of Eliyahu HaNavi. Does he make mention of how much Hashem loves the Jewish people? And in fact, the passage which we say every single day in davening, before Shema, which we say by the Korbanos, Ashrina Matayv Chalkenu, Manim Goralenu, that comes from Tanit Ve'Eliyahu. We begin every single davening with that. He writes here, and it's very interesting, that Tanit Ve'Eliyahu breaks into Parshas of the year, and you can be Messiah in the entire Tanit Ve'Eliyahu within a year. The Zohar HaKadosh, the Rosh Hashanah, was very much desirous that Yidden should learn Tanit Ve'Eliyahu. And so was the Bunna from Shitzchah, he had a Seder in Tanit Ve'Eliyahu every single day. And this was considered to be before the Chassidus Shasvarim, when they were writing Chassidus Shasvarim. One of the great tools that they used for their own Musa, for their own Chassidus, was the Sefer Eliyahu HaNavi. So here in Parshas Toldos of Tanit Ve'Eliyahu, which is our Parsha, in Perek Vav, Eliyahu HaNavi says as follows, Mashchini Acherech HaNarutza, Havyan HaMelech HaDarav, says, Hine Knesset Yisrael, Shinim Shachach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Klal Yisrael is Nimshach after Hashem, Shenemar Miroch HaKashem Nirali, Da'av HaSoylam Avtich, Hashem says, Al Kim Shachtich Chosach. Ahava Rabba Avtich Lenemar, Ela Ahav HaSoylam Avtich. Shema Toymer Ahav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shalai Shonim, Ava Ava Sesar Shonim, Ava Ava Mir Shonim. You may think that Hashem's love for us is just temporary. Hashem says, I love you forever. And that's Pshat and Pasuk, Mashchini Acharech HaNarutza, Havyani HaMelech HaDarav. Mashal HaMelech Sheyeshev Al Kisei Ve'yavad Ve'enid Lefanav, like a melech sitting on his throne, and he has his servants who are serving him. V'nasan Eina B'misha Yayavai. And then he glances at the one that loves him, and he brings him B'chadri Chadarim. So too Hashem says, I bring you B'chadri Chadarim, like I did to no other nation, the Kach Nemar Havyani HaMelech HaDarav. But the love that Hashem has for the Jewish people is Ahav HaSoylam Avtich, and because of that, Mashcheni Acharecha Narutza. That a person is drawn in to Hashem Yisbarach because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us so much. What does that mean? That Hashem loves us eternally. That it's mamash and aza, kamavis ava, such a deep love that Hashem has for the Jewish people. And menela, mashchini acharecha naritza. So there's a balatani here at the bottom, which we're not going to see inside. You're welcome to see it. Where he speaks about that which we say before Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we speak about the Ava that Hashem has for us, and we say Yahavta. Really, Chazal tell us, the Sfarim HaKadoshim say, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, the Magid, that a person's job in this world is to work on Yiras Hashem, and then the Ava comes Memela. That's how they tie it to that which Chazal say. Derech Ha'ish Lachzer Ha'ish. That a woman doesn't search for her husband, the husband has to search for a wife. And Api Chassidus, the Ish refers to Ava, and the Ish refers to Yira. The Derech is that the Ish follows the Isha. That when a person is able to be Masag Yira Shemaim, which is called the Isha, the way is that the Ish follows, that the Ava follows. As it says in Pasuk, it says, Hashem says to Klaisa, Ta'ati Yisrael, Mashem Alakar Hashem, Ki'im Yira. And then it says, La'ava la'dafkabo. And the Sfarim say that the Ava and the Dvekas will follow the Yira, that our job is to work on Yira, and then the Ava will follow. So what does that mean? The Aimik HaDvarim is, and this goes back to the Kedusha Sefi we started with, that our job in this world is to reflect upon the tremendous Ava that Hashem has for us from a place of understanding who is Hashem Yisbarach. But that teaching of the Zohar Kodesh, which means that Hashem is Rav, the Shalit, the Sharsha, the Ikr, the Chol Almin, and that He loves us. That if a person can have a Hasaga, and what it means that Hashem is literally the Metzias itself,
that if he comes to such a hakara, and really such a hakara is a gift that Hashem gives a person who is really looking to grow, that he's searching for Hashem, that if he should be zeichen to understand what's meant us, that Hashem is his greatness of Hashem, that he should come to understand what it means that Hashem is echad, if he should have such a hasaga, that yira, which is the greatest yira of all, to have that havana of Hashem is by, will bring a person to Avas Hashem. And what that means is, like Tanit Ve'eliyahu says in this next passage, which is from Perek Chav Ches, he says, "Miteich Ava Ketzad." Kishem Shekadosh Baruch Hu Oyev Es Yisrael, like Hashem loves us, and He loves Tamid Chacham B'Yosef, as it says in Pasuk, "Lemirubchem Mikol Amim Chashak Hashem Bachem Aivcha Bachem Ki Me'Avas Hashem Eschem." So I have a chishik for you because I love you, Hashem says. V'Nemar, and he quotes a haftarah. Ahavti eschem amar Hashem. Kachi he adam ayves Yisrael v'ayves atam echam b'yos. There's a musig in avodas Hashem that just like Hashem loves us, we should love every Jew. Which of course is the rule in all of avodas Hashem, mahu afat. That it should be very pashut to us. That in the same way that Hashem loves the Jewish people, we should also love the Jewish people that way. And we find by the tzaddikim how they were mekayem this, and then we'll come back to the eitzah, how to get to that again. If you take a look over here from the Rebbe from Rajin, in the bottom left corner, he says that once a Jew came, and Ish Pashat came to the visioner, and it says that he had such a love when seeing the visioner that he gave him a kiss on his hand because he couldn't contain himself. And Rabbeinu and the visioner said to him, we'll do it in the Hebrew in the brackets, although it's always much better in the Yiddish. The Rishina said to him, look at how much love you had for me. You couldn't control yourself that you kissed me. This is not even a kolshehu of the love that Hashem has for a Jew. Not even a kolshehu. For the biggest rush of Israel. Flip the page for a second. You have here the Rishina. This is in the footnotes. It says here, quotes a Sefer Das Moshe, what Reb Shalom Yosef said about his father, the Rishiner, that he had the mid of Sablonus, and the Abderav had the mid of Avas Yisrael, but when the Abderav passed away, my father was Kohen of the mid of Avas Yisrael. And he said like this, he said, I'll tell you how much love my father had for every Jew. He said, when I see a Jew, even if I see a Jew, I witness that he does an Aveira. I would kiss every aver of his body. So Reb Shalom Yosef said that about himself. So, but this is not even a kosher of the love that my father had for a Jew. And he writes here at the bottom, he says that once the Rebbe from Kavrin, he came to the Rishiner, and they were speaking about apikorsin. And he said, he says, I'm not malam ischus on apikorsin. And he says that the Rishiner looked at him with pun of his office, gave him a blank stare with a very disappointed look. And he says, Echzich avek nikert. Shalei ha'alacha lizbo says. Basically he said, how can you not love every single Jew? Even the biggest apikorsin. Hashem has a love for them. How can you not love mamish, the biggest Rishonim in Klai Yisrael? At the Ma'is with the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, that he had a Talmud. And he said to the Talmud, he says, more than you love your Ben Yachid, I love every single Jew in Klai Yisrael. How is it pshayach that a person should come to such a love? This is mamash l'malu min ha-teva. It's inexplainable, the love. Because sof kol sof, the Jew which is walking down the street, your mamash is a stranger to him. You should love him that much? But the pshad is, in this lemek advarim, that a Jew can come to such a place that it's not that I love every single Jew. That the love that Hashem has for every single Jew, He gives to you. It's a gift that Hashem gives the Jew. Like the Tanya Dalila before. Just like Hashem loves every Jew, we have to love Hashem, we have to love every Jew as well. And that's a gift that Hashem gives to every Jew who has a Yerushalayim of Hashem Yisbarach. That when a Jew has a contemplate and he understands that Hashem is Rav, Ikur V'Shasha D'Cholalmi, and yet Hashem loves me so much, He gives him the gift called that love. And really, this is the Rejina of the Shitasa. Because once the son of the Rejina came to the Rejina and he said to him, he said, Tati, he says, do you have Gili Elio? So he says to him, he says, you want to know what Gili Elio is? Gili Elio is when a person has a hasaga of what it means, less aser panamine, that there's nobody other than Hashem Yisbarach, and then he's Rav, Ve'ikav Esharshad Ha'lamin, that's called Gili Elio. And it's mamish, this is the pshat, that this love that Eliyahu Navi speaks about, Ahavti Yitzchama Ma'ashem, that's called Gili Elio. That when you understand the way that Eliyahu Navi understands Hashem, or it's just something which is we can't understand with the seichel, it's beyond the seichel. But when a person, through his own tshuka, to come to know Hashem and to understand how much Hashem loves him, he's zeichet that Eliyahu Navi awakens him, that he's masik Hashem Yisbarach, and then he's zeichet to that gift of that love that Eliyahu speaks about. And this is the love, which is such a great love. That when Hashem reveals this love to the world, then the whole world will come running. Like we said before, this love of Ahav Asayil Ma'avtich, Al Kei Meshachtich Chesed. When Hashem reveals this eternal love, that no matter how far a Jew strays from Him, that Hashem still loves him, this love that Hashem has for us will bring every single Jew back to Hashem. Amazing thing. And it's such a tremendous tool in chinuch also. So there's so many different levels of Ahava. And people are starting to realize, Talmid Chachamim are starting to realize. And a person doesn't really realize this until he gets to his older age, and then he starts to regret it. And he wishes that he had those years back when his children were young to be able to be mechanechem like he knows now. When a person is a zaken, he becomes a baal rachamim. But a person can be a zaken even though he's not an old man. He can be a zeshekana chachma. And a person who's a chacham realizes and he knows that you can accomplish whatever you want to accomplish using the midah avah. That there's such a love, that the power of love is so powerful. Ki aza kamav es ava, al kol pshayim techasa ava. That if you love somebody so much that it's impossible that they would want to do anything to hurt you or to do anything which should go against what you want from them. That of course a son knows that his father loves him. But when a son feels that his father loves him and he's mamish margish that his father loves him so much that it's not a shayla that the child would do what the father wants. He mamish kimat has no bechira on it. That a father, that it's only because a father doesn't bring out how much love he has for the child that he has to think to himself about punishment, consequences, taking things away from the child. that if this child mamish knew and he felt that the father loved him, he would come running to do what his father wanted him to do. Mamish, he would take away his bechir from him. This is the pshat of the medrash we spoke about before. Vayehav Yitzchak is Esav Kitzayi b'fif. It says that Yitzchak loved Esav. He wasn't a fool. He's not a fool. What does it mean Kitzayi b'fif? What's pshat in this pasuk? Rashi says because he tricked him. That's the pshat of the pasuk. Pshat of the pasuk is that Yitzchak loved Esav. Why? Because Yitzchak was tricked by Esav. He fooled Yitzchak. Talk about Yitzchak Avinu. It's a very nice pshat when we grow up, right, to think that Esav had fooled Yitzchak. But the more that you look in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, you come to realize that Yitzchak was not fooled by Esav. The Rachayim HaKadosh says it mamish on the spot. He says that the reason why Yitzchak loved Esav, he knew he was a Rasha, because he wanted to be machzor him b'tshuva with his love. But pshat and pasuk is that he wanted to give him such a love that it was such a love that the Medrash says that he was machmir him ad sheyaseh chefzo shel zaken. And that's exactly what Esav did. Whatever Yitzchak wanted him to do, he did for him. He did for him. He tried to reveal such a love, which is a la'asah love with the galav, that when Hashem reveals the love that he has for Klal Yisrael, even to the biggest Rishon in Klal Yisrael, they'll all come running. Because that love is such a great love that you cannot say no to that love. It just pulls you in, that love. Like you find, like by the tzaddikim, sometimes you see a tzaddik, you see a person that you can't even explain why you love him. Like the story with the Bijiner. But the man met the Bijiner and he couldn't help but kiss him. And he said, the reason why you're kissing me so much is because you know how much I love you. That he had such a love for every single Jew. There's some tzaddikim that you see them and you mamish love them. How could you not love this tzaddik? He loves you so much, even though you don't know him and he doesn't know you. But there's something about it, there's a chen that he brings you in, because that love which he has is just gushing out of him. And this is the love that Hashem gives to tzaddikim, that they should be able to love every Jew like Hashem loves every Jew. That's called Gili Olio. When a person, if he would just work on his Yiras Hashem to come to that place, but that a person understands that Hashem is the Sharish Rikud HaChalam and is kind of that Yira, then Hashem gives him that Ava, which is the Ava that the Kedushas Lady is speaking about, which he certainly had. But maybe you love every single Jew because you have a taste of what it means, the love that Hashem has for every single Jew. And this is the love that Mashiach is going to have, which is going to mamash change the whole world. You're not going to ask anymore, but my aftanu. I'm able to see with their own eyes this love. And really, when we speak about Hashem's love for the Jewish people, it's not just the concept. Let's say a guy says to a girl, a man says to his wife, I love you. It's an expression of his heart. And it's a concept that he's trying to convey to her. But the love that Hashem has for Jewish people is a love which is a mamashus. But the neshama which every Jew has, that is the love that Hashem has for us. And you say, but don't you know that you have a neshama kadosha? But the fact that we don't know, we don't think about the fact that we have a neshama, is gufa where we go wrong. But imams don't know how much Hashem loves us. Because if we know how much Hashem loves us, we wouldn't forget for a moment that we have a neshama. And that's mamish, the greatest edus that Hashem loves us. That he gave us a piece of himself. That the Baal HaTanya writes, and you see it inside. There's a story, and we'll conclude with this, about the Magid from Mezrich, quoted once before. That once his wife was complaining to him that we're so poor, there's such a big dachkus in the house, nothing to eat, or nothing to wear. And he says that he let out a certain sigh. And all of a sudden he heard a baskel from Shemayim says that the Mezitra Magid has no chelik in Olam Haba. And he had a big pachet from that. So now he says, I have no Olam Haza and I have no Olam Haba. Then he said, he paused and he caught himself. And he found a way to be sameach, and he said, finally now I can serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu l'shem Shemayim. Because as long as I think that I have a chelek in Olam Haba, I'll serve Hashem for Olam Haba. But more than that, like Kedushas Levi said, it's not because of Olam Haba. Ki tovim doidecha miyayin, sweeter than any tanugim which you can give us, is the love which you have for us. And even if you tell me that I lost my Olam Haba, I know you love me forever. And he says, as soon as he heard, as he thought that, a basketball came out and said, the Magen from Medrash is Mezumah L'chai Olam Haba. But it said to him, Mehayayim V'Hala, from today on, you should be Nizhar never to do this again. You should never sigh from any of your challenges. Because you should know that a father has tremendous compassion on his children. And there's no greater compassion in the world than the compassion which I have over my children. From Shisla Taich is that which we say on Yantiv. Atavachad Tan Mikol Amin. A half day son of Ratzisabana of Ramam Tan Mikol Alashanas. Of course, Yantiv is a time to contemplate this idea of Atavachad Tan Mikol Amin, the love that Hashem has for the Jewish people, and he teaches as follows. A half day son of Ratzisabana. That you love us, Hashem, and you desire us. And this love which you have for us is greater than any expression. We can't put into words how much that Hashem loves us. It's really limud zchus for that what the Jewish people say, b'maya haftanu. Really the root of b'maya haftanu means that there's no words to describe this love. In order to be able to explain this love, you have to feel the love. You have to see the love. How could you put into love the words, the love that Hashem has? Because of the love that Hashem has for Klai Yisrael, Chazal send the Medrash that Hashem calls us Achaisi, Rayasi, Tamasi, Biti, Yoinasi. There's no words to explain this love that Hashem has for the Jewish people. It's only when Hashem reveals that love that the Yidin will point and say, Zeh Keli Van Deyu. Hinei Elokeinu Zeh. This is the love. But it's a tremendous nekud in our own avodas Hashem that, of course, to do midatara, we come to avas Hashem by contemplating the bria. But when a person is going in this inyan of how much Hashem loves us, and avas oylem ahavti, the hafti is chama ma'asha. The person takes time to reflect that he learns Hashem Shemayim, that he should come to Yiras Hashem of the Les Asar Panamine to be Zeichet to the Gili Elio. We should be Zeichet that Hashem should be able to give us that Ava, that we should have a taste. That it's only when we have such a love for every Jew can we have a little bit of the taste of that, the love that Hashem has for each and every one of us. This is the love and the sweetness of the life that these Yidden had, that the Tzaddikim live with, that they have a taste of the love that Hashem has for every single Jew. That culture, that in itself is living for us. Which Baruch should help us, that as we come through this parasha and we read the Haftarah, the Hafti is Hamam Hashem, and we read about the love that Yitzhak had even from the biggest Rishayim, that he grew for love to Esav because he would side the fig, because he was such a Rashi, he knew he had to love him so much. Should be zeichet that Hashem should open up our hearts to a point that he mamish is machriach us, that the love that it forces us mamish to love him back, that we should be mashchini acharech anarutza, to be zeichet to cling to him forever and ever, and that to be zeichet to see that light of the Rava, because God said it, and never made one.